Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Matthew from Snohomish is. Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matthew. Steve, it's lovely to see you, but you got to get out of here.
Okay,
now.
Fine. Bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What instrument did Eddie Van Halen play?
Guitar.
Correct. How many balls are on a pool table at the start of the game?
15.
No.
16.
Yes. Camp Crystal Lake is a fictional summer camp featured in what horror film series?
Pass.
Which South American country banned the sale of the original Grand Theft Auto in 1998?
Colombia?
No.
Argentina?
No.
Chile?
No. In what decade was NATO formed?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes, which fruit is affected by a gray type of fungus known as noble rot?
Orange, grapes, bananas.
Grapes, yes. Which superhero has an invisible airplane?
Wonder Woman.
Correct. Which U.S. city hosted the 1984 Summer Olympics?
Atlanta.
No.
Los Angeles?
Yes. Which explorer led the first expedition sailing around the world?
Ponce de Leon?
No.
Christopher Columbus?
No.
Magellan.
Yes. How many pairs of chromosomes does the average human have?
26.
No.
23.
Oh, Danny. I'm taking it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. You got Matthew. I could still hear the music just ever so slightly playing in my ear. Well done, Matthew.
Thank you.
Ooh. Here he comes.
Save the day.
But we don't know if he's ready. Steve, are you?
Showtime.
What instrument did Eddie Van Halen play?
Keyboards.
No.
Kinda. How about the guitar?
Yes. How many balls are on a pool table at the start of the game?
9?
No.
10?
No.
11?
No. 10. Camp Crystal Lake is a fictional summer camp featured in what horror film series?
Friday the 13th.
That's right. Which South American country banned the sale of the original Grand Theft Auto in 1998?
I'm going to go Peru.
No.
Brazil.
Yes. In what decade was NATO formed?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
No. Damn. Which fruit is affected by a gray type of fungus known as noble rot?
Apple?
No.
Grapes?
Yes. Which superhero had an invisible airplane?
Wonder Woman.
Correct. Which U.S. city hosted the 1984 Summer Olympics?
That'd be Los Angeles.
It would be. Which explorer led the first expedition sailing around the world?
Crap. Columbus?
No.
Donatello?
No.
Magellan.
Yes. How many pairs of chromosomes does the average human have?
69.
Nice, but no.
Is that like 24?
No.
23?
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 8, and that is a tie.
Oh,
8-8. Nice job, both of you. Well done, Matthew.
Good job, Steve.
You too, my friend.
Oh, now there's no song to play.
Nothing. No, we're just left with nothing.
Well, the number of balls on the pool table at the start of the game is 16.
16.
You have the 15 that you rack and then the 8 ball, or the cue ball.
Yeah.
And then you have NATO formed in the 1940s. You were so close.
I was going in the right direction.
Very well done. We do have a really cool shirt that is available in the Rock Shop. Tell us about your friend, the designer of the I Beat Mig shirt, Steve.
Oh, shout out to my friend Chris Dahl. He does a lot of fun stuff that for us in the past, and he created me into a dog man character doing Beat Migs with the countdown clock, the lyrics to the song. It's a fun one.
It's epic, and you can get your very own at KISW.com.
The Daily Mig Show.
We have a rad feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and it is a true pleasure to check those every single morning. Steve, how interesting are things today?
Somebody wants to know if we, the three of us, have ever lied about a certain something, and then there's another person having a laundry debate with their significant other.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby! It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead and do it. Slide into our VMs. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Just download it for your smartphone and have at her.
You ready for the first one?
I cannot wait.
Megs, Taryn, Danny, have any of you guys ever lied on a resume or just faked your qualifications in order to get a job?
Oh, yeah, I'm currently doing that right now.
It's a good lie.
Yeah, it's so far no one's picked up on it yet. I'm waiting for the ball to drop.
I was telling my husband about this, and he thought it was just crazy that back when I was in college, I was being interviewed for Abercrombie & Fitch, and they asked if I knew how to work the cash register. So, of course, I said yes.
Also, if she worked at Abercrombie & Fitch, she's probably very attractive.
She probably smells pretty good, too.
Do you remember the days of Abercrombie? Like, that was like you walk in, you're like, okay, this is, am I at a fashion show or am I at a department store?
And everybody's got the good perfume on.
I had no idea how to do it. Ended up getting fired because of that. But sometimes you just got to fake it till you make it or fake it till you get fired. How about you guys?
That's funny. I joke about radio, but I did fake it till I made it in a sense. When I first got hired at a radio station in Seattle, I was having no luck. So I moved out here from college. I'd just done college radio, and I'm trying to find jobs. I'm getting interviews sometimes, but like I'm not getting callbacks. And I finally like found some guy that was kind of like a mentor type dude. Like he was working in radio, just wanted to sit down and chat with me. And I'm like, dude, what am I doing wrong? Like, how do I get noticed? And he's like, well, here's your problem is that you're putting down that you worked in college radio. I was like, okay, well, what should I do? He's like, get rid of the part that says college radio. Just say you worked at a radio station in Plattsburgh. And he's like, and then if they ask, don't lie, but don't put that in there because once they see that, they're like, ugh, college radio. They're not going to give you a job. So sure as S, I removed that from my resume. The next job application, I got called in. And then fast forward a few months later, I got the job at 107.7 The End.
What a great piece of advice.
I know. I was like, I never even, and I remember being so thankful to him. I was like, dude, that was, I don't know if that was the answer, but it was kind of crazy how I went from not getting any callbacks or just not being able to make anything happen to all of a sudden got a call.
And that's the thing is you didn't really lie.
Right. I just withheld information.
You withheld information. Yeah, and I have definitely done that.
Spoken like a good liar. I didn't lie. I just chose not to share the pertinent information.
I mean, I definitely have like fluffed up some, you know, stats and things like
oh,
that
you're
on
a
resume.
Fluffer
I'm a
on
fluffer.
Your,
yeah.
Okay,
fluffed up some.
Do you have an example?
Oh, gosh. I mean, back when I was doing, like, sales jobs and stuff like that, were definitely, like, you know, you had, like, you were throwing in, like, percentages and you know, annual, you know, revenues and things like that. And so there was always a little...
I feel like if you work in sales, you just have to accept that. Like, there's going to be a little fibbing from time to time. Danny, did you ever fake it till you made it?
Never once.
Danny's an honest man.
I am. Good, honest man.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't really think of any time that I, like, actually lied on a resume. I think I lied in an interview, just being like, oh, yeah, I have experience. And they would, you know, and I didn't get hired, so it's fine.
Oh, I agree with that one. Like, if they said, do you know how to work the cash register? Like, yes, I'll figure it out.
All day.
Yeah, I think I've done that probably times where it's just like, have you done blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, in my head, you have to make that quick, decision. Like, can I figure it out? Can I find a YouTube tutorial? Or can I do this? Can I do that? Just say yes.
Yep, fake it till you make it, just like she said.
All right, you ready for the next voice message?
Of course.
Through our Odyssey app.
All right, guys, help settle the debate with my wife and I. We're listening right now, but we just got into a little bit of an argument over, do you wash your clothes before wearing your new clothes? Do you wash your new
clothes? I was going to say, wait a second, yes, I do wash my clothes. kind of the right thing to do.
Yes.
Right?
Do you wash your new clothes before you wear them, or do you just put them on unwashed? I'm a wash the clothes before I wear them. My wife, so buy them at a store and wear it that night, not even wash it. I think that's just completely ridiculous. What do you guys have to say about that?
I would say 90% of the time I wash the clothes first before wearing them, but there have been those like occasions where I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna wear this shirt tonight.
It's clothes by clothes.
Like underwear, like I'm gonna wash those underwear.
Oh, I never wash my underwear.
When you buy brand new, well, I guess yours comes in like a pack or something like that. No one's been like trying them on.
Socks, underwear, anything that's touching my skin, that's going right in the wash before. I know, Danny, you've been guilty. Like, you'll get a t-shirt at a concert and the next day you're wearing it. I'm like, I know full well you're not. You're unable to throw it into the washing machine and dry it in time.
I never, ever, ever wash clothes before. I love the new clothes feel.
Really?
Yeah, even your skivvies?
100%.
Oh my God.
I will never wash clothes before. That new clothes feel on your skin is way better than any kind of wash.
Oh, I can't rock with that. Like, if I get a t-shirt at a concert, I'm like, okay, well, I'll wear it in a couple of days because I got to put it through the wash first.
No. Yeah.
Like, soften it up a little bit.
No, I like the hard feeling.
I know that about you.
Yeah. The Daily Mix Show. I may have a problem.
Really?
And it involves...
A Danny problem?
No, it involves burning things, setting things on fire. So what happened over the weekend? We're going to tell you at 7:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Steve Miggs, from time to time, there's a piece of furniture at my house that has just kind of lived out its time.
Yeah.
It's a little bit foobar. You know, you're not going to be able to fix it. No one's going to want to buy it.
Well, you don't want to put it on the side of the road and just put a sign free. That says free. I saw that yesterday, and this couch looked ragged. I'm like, okay, who are we fooling?
I've never done that. My solution is burn the thing. And over the years, we've burnt everything from like a chest of drawers to a grandfather clock.
So whenever you don't need something, do you save it intentionally knowing, okay, this is flammable?
Oh, yes.
Whenever you talk about this, like, I think about, I don't know if you've ever seen, there was a YouTube video that went viral like 10 years ago, like millions of views. Some guy that was, every time we talk about bonfires, it's like this family, they set up something for a bonfire, but they use gasoline. And then when he tried to set fire to it, he like set fire to the ground that was right under him. And here's what it sounded like.
I guess.
Go ahead.
Holy
And I picture like Baron screaming, your cousins, your family, your mom and dad yelling, and you just being like, you know,
fire, fire, fire.
I mean, but so over the weekend, we burnt this old dresser that we had actually used to make nesting boxes for our chickens, but we've been doing this big chicken coop remodel.
Oh, Danny. City folks just don't get it.
Remember that time that things got crazy with you and I? We were making nesting coops for chickens. Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah, but
I miss those days, Danny. When are we going to do that again?
Brad was building me new nesting boxes, so I was like, oh my God, we can burn this old dresser. Now, this dresser was in my family for like, I don't know, maybe 100 years.
Do you run this by your family to let them know?
No, I sent the photo to my mom when it was on fire.
Okay, how'd she react to that?
I literally think she wrote back, wow, with a period. Not an exclamation point, which means she was not pleased.
Okay.
Because I think this was like something that was passed down in her family.
What is wrong with you? Like,
so many things.
Yeah, you're right. Why couldn't you just like say, hey, would you like this back? I know this has some like sentimental history with the family.
The other thing though is because it was made into nesting boxes, it had some like, you know, chicken poop on it. So nobody wants this thing anymore. Yeah.
There were like cleaning products that could fix something like that. But you're right. Just set it on fire.
But then the best part is watching it burn and waiting for it to like fall apart into itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you wait for it to just disintegrate and oh, that post is about to fall down. It's so exciting.
We have audio of Brad watching it go to flames.
Holy
So you're not a burner? You don't set things on fire?
Well, I don't. No. But it's not because I don't live in an area where I could get away with something like that. But in college, my college days, we did a lot of stupid things in our fraternity at the fraternity house. And one of my favorite memories was like every year at homecoming, you'd pick some piece of furniture in the house. All of it. It's the type of furniture that you would put on the side of the road and write free and nobody would pick it up. It seemed better days. So usually that's like a way of like kind of like starting fresh.
Sure.
So you'd like grab a couch. And one time we took like an old lazy boy and we had it in the backyard. And it was like, man, all of us were looking forward to when it got dark. Because like you're just kind of like drinking. It was a big pig roast. So we're cooking, you know, pig and just eating, having the best time. But everybody's just waiting for the moment the sun goes down. Because like we knew the moment the sun goes down, we're setting this freaking late. And people are sitting on the lazy boy outside. Like,
oh,
it's just like,
gosh,
this is going to be that moment. And when you set it on fire, I understand why you do it, because it's like the coolest thing.
It really is.
Not that we're encouraging arson.
No.
But it is pretty freaking awesome.
You have to be very safe with it too.
Now, do you think that was the biggest piece of furniture that you set on fire?
Oh no, the grandfather clock was quite a bit bigger.
How tall do you think something like that was?
Probably like 8 feet. It was 7-8 feet tall. It was a big boy. And then it was so fun after it burnt. The only things that you could see were like the clock gears and the hands, the minute hand and the hour hand.
Did it have like a cuckoo clock thing?
Yes, all the guts of it were the remnants in the pile of ash. It was fantastic.
Danny, have you set anything on fire before? Nothing that will get you in trouble with the authorities, of course.
I almost did set my grandma's house on fire. I was such a pyro when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we would just like, we'd go into like these like wooded area and they had this like big, you know, those big spool that you put like cable on?
Yes.
We like kicked it out and we made like a little fire pit and we just burned sticks in there. And then one time I was like playing with a match and I threw it and I was like, oh, brush goes really fast and it's going straight towards my grandma's house.
In fact, we have audio of Danny when that happened.
I love fire.
It's so fun.
I feel like that's a moment when like you're a kid and you realize that you can like use a magnifying glass to set things on fire. It's like one of the greatest moments of, I think, it's like a coming of age moment.
It is. It's a rite of passage.
It's just like, yes, I can set fire to this. I don't even need a lighter.
Let's take this question to the Rockaholics.
Do you think someone can top a dresser?
Mm.
Or a grandfather clock?
Ooh, I don't know. That's
or Danny's
a tough one.
Grandma's house?
Yeah.
What did you set on fire? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
Give us a call right now, 206-803-ROCK, and tell us, what did you set on fire? What was the craziest thing that you put a flame to? Can you top a dresser? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Metallica. What did you set on fire? Can you top a dresser? That's what I burned this weekend. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who almost set their parents on fire when they were 2 years old.
Oh, excuse me.
We're going to get that story in just a moment. But first, Jenny from Bonnie Lake. What did you set on fire?
Well, I set 3 cars on fire.
On purpose?
Yes.
Were they your cars?
No, but I was responsible for disposing of them.
Were you supposed to get rid of evidence or something? What was the reason for the fire?
I was living in Wisconsin. I was in college at the time, and my boyfriend and I rented a cabin in the woods and kind of used it as a party house. And one of the things that we were responsible for as part of our rent was to clean up the property because no one had lived there for a few years.
Okay.
And there were some abandoned cars on the property, and they weren't good for anything else other than scrap. So we would have a party with a bonfire, and towards the end of the night, we would roll a car into the bonfire.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
And after it was done burning and it was just basically glowing metal, we would take after it with hatchets and pipes and baseball bats and things.
Well, yeah.
And basically flatten it.
That is amazing, I have to say. I never wanted to set a car on fire, but I've always wanted to flip a car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I got to
see. She was doing both.
She did both, so I'd be down to do this.
Thanks, Jenny, you rock. I like to say drink Wisconsin Bleef to that. Drink Wisconsin Bleef. She said she was from Wisconsin. You've never heard that before? It's a whole brand. Drink Wisconsin Bleef. Okay.
No.
Anyway, Leo from Edmonds.
I'm sure there's someone out there that just loves that.
Leo from Edmonds, what did you set on fire?
Good morning, guys. So, yeah, I was 2 years old. I was mimicking Beavis from Beavis and Butthead saying, fire, fire,
fire, fire.
With a lighter
fire.
In my hand. Yeah. And they were cigarette smokers, so they had a lighter nearby. Maybe not the best parenting, but I got too close to their mattress saying, fire, fire. And next thing you know, it's up in flames. And my stepdad wakes up, tosses my mom off the mattress, and proceeds to throw the mattress outside.
Oh,
so wait,
God.
They were asleep while you went over there with a match or with a lighter and decided to set fire to the mattress?
It wasn't my intention. I think I was just enamored by the fire because I like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. And I literally put the shirt over my head and was doing the whole Beavis gimmick.
Oh,
you're being Cornolio?
I didn't mean to do it, I swear.
Wow.
That's insane.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Kids are wild. 206-803-ROCK.
Imagine waking up to that.
Oh, my gosh. That's like the things that nightmares are made of.
They said it was like a stepdad, but that guy's just like, I might have to rethink who I'm married to and this family that I've inherited.
206-803-ROCK. Jim from SeaTac. What did you set on fire?
Well, it all started on Christmas. And after Christmas, all the Christmas trees are kind of dried up. And we took our Christmas tree out in front of the house and lit it on fire.
Yeah.
I feel like, Tyron, you've probably done this too, huh?
Every year.
Of course.
Yeah.
They go up like a tinderbox, Jim. It's great.
They do, and it's fast, too. So the next year, some of the kids in this same neighborhood, we get our Christmas trees together and put them out in the street and put them on fire. This is Yakima, so you can do that. And when we got driving age, we noticed there was a corner lot at an intersection, and people were putting their old Christmas trees in there because, yeah, so we threw a road flare in there one year.
Oh, my God.
It was a fire. It wasn't just 10 or 12 Christmas trees. It was probably 50 to 60 trees.
Whoa. How epic was that flame?
It was amazing. Yeah, and we were too dumb to leave. We just watched.
I have to circle back for a second and ask my friend Danny. Maybe I'm just ignorant, which is very, very possible. I find myself thinking and doing ignorant things all the time.
Yeah.
Go up like a tinderbox. Do you know what that means?
Isn't that like a cigar thing?
No.
I don't know.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, like a tinderbox.
What the hell is a tinderbox?
I feel like it like holds firewood, right? Your tinderbox?
I don't know. You're the one who you had the saying. You're like, it went up like a tinderbox.
What's your firewood?
I thought it was like a cigar box that just went up in flames if the flame got too close.
Yeah, I had no idea. I've never heard that saying before. That went up like a tinderbox.
I mean, I always thought it was the tinderbox is like what holds your firewood, and because the firewood is so dry,
look, I'm willing
it goes
to
up
believe
like a
you.
Box.
You're the one who said it.
I'm just making it up, Steve.
Apparently.
206-803-ROCK, Matthew from Woodinville. What did you set on fire?
an island.
Excuse me?
A whole island?
A whole island. We burned it down.
On purpose?
No, an accident.
Did you get in trouble for this?
No, they didn't catch us, but it made the news.
Whoa. Where was this?
I grew up in Southeast Alaska. So it's not uncommon in our 20s. When we were younger, we would jump in boats and head out to...
Oh. Hello? Oh, the authorities found him. Like, I wonder if people lived on this island.
I mean, there's tons of those teeny tiny remote islands, you know, off Alaska. I would imagine there's got to be at least a couple inhabitants.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting someone setting their parents almost on fire on a mattress. And I also definitely wasn't expecting somebody setting an island on fire.
Never underestimate our listeners, Steve.
Very true.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a record of 208 wins, 64 losses, and 48 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. Also, hopefully you were tuned in to the men's room yesterday at 540 because we gave out three correct answers with the cheat sheet. We're going to play Beat Migs at 750.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.